Who win it now?
Disappointed.
Who win it now?
All right, welcome back. Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, Aubrey Bloom, Robert Cessna. I had Wooly Bully was my guess. It was Bulls on Parade.
It's not bad.
I know. I thought I was going to get it. The reason we're bull related, it's the bull session. Time for the bull session, as Cessna is calling it. We are joined by, now you don't want to go by your full name. You like being one of these anonymous online entity. You're just Derek Aggie 09, right?
That allows us to be anywhere, anytime, any place.
All knowing, all seeing.
And no one knows.
The omnipresent, one of the members of Good Bull Hunting on SB Nation. If you don't check out their site, you should. It's hilarious. It's the only way to put it. It's just hilarious. It's always funny.
I like comedy.
And they have really good stuff, too. It's amazing the stuff they think of that I would never think of. And I think of everything.
Oh, there's amazing what you don't think of.
You could write a book on what I don't think of. Probably several. But we want to get you on here because you are here. I don't want to say you're not a journalist. That's probably unfair. But
wow.
Y'all are fans. Y'all are a fan site.
Okay. I'm still trying to figure out why we're here, too.
Yeah. And y'all have a kind of a different take because y'all aren't, you know, trying to write five articles for the paper. You know, y'all are here. It's fun. Y'all are trying to get the fun side of it. So what's been the experience so far? I assume it's your first time here.
It is, yes. I have not camped out previously to catch a glimpse of a coach for 20 seconds. So far, it's a little crazy. I think this is all just really a four-day build-up to see how crazy it's going to be when the Alabama fans come into the building.
Isn't everything?
Really. That's what it all comes down to. Everything in the SEC is a build-up for Alabama, right?
Our lives are a build-up for Alabama, it seems like, sometimes. Let's talk about – I want to get a little bit about your site because a lot of people just know it. They don't know how it kind of came about. Y'all are part of the SB Nation, I guess, network. I got to ask, do y'all get paid?
We do not. We do this out of the pure love and joy of our hearts for Aggie football.
That is the opposite of why I do anything.
Aubrey doesn't get paid either. Not much. Okay.
So how did y'all come together? I mean, how did y'all get – and we're going to dive into more stuff throughout the week. But I thought we'd get some background. How did the Good Bull Hunting team assemble originally? How did y'all come together?
Well, it all started after A&M won the first national championship in 1939, as you guys know.
Your great-great-granddad started?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. His name was Mr. Bull Hunting. No, it was
09 as well.
Yeah.
The other 09.
There was a group for, you know, Every Day Should Be Saturday, which is, you know, some of the great guys of SB Nation and college football in particular. It kind of pioneered this, you know, fan-driven content for college football coverage. Some of the guys commenting on there, and then obviously there's the great Cuppy Cup with what he did, reinvigorating the internet and how
does
it
great
gifts.
Really encapsulate everything that is Cuppy
magical?
Cup. Yeah, magic. Wizard-like.
That works. Wizard Cuppy Cup. That one works
yes.
for me. So it's just kind of a group of guys that came together, and there was myself and a couple other guys that were kind of just doing some little projects with some other SEC-based websites. And then we kind of all just came together and pulled the team together, and that was how Good Bull Hunting got started, conveniently, right as A&M was making the move to the SEC a couple seasons ago.
And how has it gone? Y'all's page views are through the roof, by the way.
It's been wild. In this off season, which I think we can all agree is, you know, one of the more boring off seasons we've had in the last 3 years.
Let's call it predictable.
There we go.
Let's call it relaxing.
Yeah, that's a great word for it. And we've been hanging out. You know, the other people down here, Kate Haropoulos, Brent Zorn, everyone's down here, and everyone, all the Aggie media, just kind of. You know, this isn't so bad.
No,
because you know, last
Johnny.
Year this was on the heels of the Manning camp.
The autograph gate, too.
Well, that was still coming.
Yeah.
We didn't know
that had
happened
right.
yet.
Yeah.
There was a lot.
But it was it was Johnny everything. It was A&M everything. Yeah. It was A&M wasn't going to, you know, all this stuff. This year it's a little more relaxed. It's a little more fun.
Yeah, it's so a quarterback got drunk and fell asleep in a planter.
Yeah, is a planter really that bad?
Well, I mean, it wasn't marijuana plants.
Well, we don't know that.
I feel like I feel like he just looks so peaceful in that picture. Like, if if I had kids, I probably could have let him babysit my kids right there. I mean, he's not doing any harm.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. You know, I don't know that I would, but I don't have any kids, so.
That's why I can say that. No, it's been a nice little off season, and I think you can look around at the A&M fan base and reporters and everything right now, and it's like, okay, this is normal maybe.
As a fan, when you heard that A&M was bringing a punter to SEC Media Days, what was your reaction?
So yeah, I heard you guys going into the break, and I have to say I'm a little disappointed that you aren't doing your role to build the Heisman hype for Drew Kazer.
There you go.
He would be the first punter to win the Heisman. I didn't even have to look that up.
I wonder how high a punter has finished, strictly a punter, has ever even finished.
The question is...
Received a vote, even.
I'm sure someone did.
How close will he get enough punts to qualify for the standings?
That's a good point.
It might be good. You know, for his Ray Guy Award hopes, it might be good that A&M opens with a good team, because last year, the way A&M kind of rolled through the early defenses, even though they played some good teams, they played Alabama early in the season, but they steamrolled them on offense. I don't even know if they punted in that game. I think every drive was either a score or a turnover. It was quite a ways into the season before Drew Kazer's name was even on the rankings, because he didn't have enough punts to qualify. So maybe it's good for him that they open with South Carolina.
Well, yes and no, but we probably talked too much about the punter already.
That's all we have to talk about. 33% of all of our coverage this week is about the punter.
There is no such thing as talking too much about Drew Kazer.
Okay, it's early. You haven't been here much, but what's the most annoying thing you've seen so far at SEC Media Days that annoys you?
The most annoying thing? You know, to be honest, it's kind of easy. I don't know if anything's been annoying yet.
Okay, that's good.
I think the most annoying thing, and I know there's some of the other guys in the ballroom upstairs that are going to give me flack over this, but the questions start off with talk about.
Okay,
you were on Twitter talking about this.
I defend the talk abouts. You know, this is the next big issue that's going to divide our nation. After we settle this immigration deal, it's going to be the talk
about. But talk about is better than giving a yes or no question.
Right, that's my thing. Well, there's certain questions that you almost have to, and I kind of get it, it's not a question. If you want to ask a question, you're supposed to ask a question. And most of the time I agree. And I guess you could simply say, can you talk about? And then they would maybe do it. But I have no problem with the talk abouts, because it's open-ended and it gives them a chance to... I defend the talk abouts.
I totally get it. To me, it's a cop-out. It's a lack of creativity, lack of originality.
Lack of research.
It's just a cop-out way to ask a question. You know, if your question is so boring that a coach can answer it with a yes or no, maybe that's the source of the problem.
Well, to me, it's easy. It's short. You know, like, there's things you got to ask. You just want to get them out of the way. Like, tomorrow, someone has to ask Kevin someone about backup quarterbacks. And the easiest, shortest, just talk about your quarterback situation. Boom, you're done. It's a few words. You're out.
What's the number one question on your site that you think that your fans want to ask Kevin Sumlin tomorrow?
Oh, my goodness.
If it's besides who's a starting quarterback, I guess then what's the second highest question you'd think be volume on your site?
Well, I'm not sure which Florida Auburn reporter asked the question, but I can guarantee you it's not what's his thoughts on marijuana
usage of players.
That might be a good question for someone, though.
Oh man,
I think it's
wow.
It's got to come down to if it's not quarterbacks, which, let's be honest,
I'll put quarterbacks
right,
as one. Okay,
that's the talk about question.
Okay.
It's got to, for me at least, I think if we put a poll up, which we could do and find out real quick, it's got to come down to the defense. You know, it finished, 108th, going off the top of my head here?
109th, I think, total yards.
So either really bad or terribly bad, one of the two last year. You know, how are you changing that? How do you get that team to be a top half in the nation, which last year, if you're a top half in the nation team, you're looking at a totally different result
in
2013. I think that's got to be the top question.
Okay.
So what would the question be?
Well, how do you improve
that? Is it better? Yes,
is the defense going to be better?
How do you?
He just goes,
how is your
defense? Yes, and walks off. How funny would that be?
Then you say, how do you improve your defense?
Talk about how the defense is going.
I want you to do that so bad tomorrow. If how? You raise your hand and say, talk about how the defense is going to be improved, I would be that no, would make my life.
I was thinking about asking a defensive question. That's,
well,
that's,
you have
that's
to.
What I was going
actually,
to ask
I'm,
about
I,
how.
I'm short-sighting, selling our readers short, because we, sure. we're actually, the question would be, what have you done in the offseason to help defend the wheel route?
That would be y'all's
oh,
question.
That would be.
Yeah, the wheel route
that would
doom.
Be a good one.
The greatest route in the history of routes.
Way to get a dig in and ask a specific question.
I can actually, even Coach Sumlin's not even in Alabama yet, and I can feel the death stare already.
Yeah, he's That's already impressive. Mad at you.
That's impressive.
You've already had your that credentials pulled, and you don't even know
that
it
would
yet.
Be an awesome question.
The Cobra strikes down Good Bull Hunting.
Would he answer that question, or would he give a smart-ass remark? What do you think?
There's no question what he would do.
Yeah, he wouldn't answer that question.
I think he would just stare and then, like, look back at the moderator and wait for the next question.
What y'all need to do is, obviously you're going to be in the big room when he's talking, but y'all need to find what room he's in last. And get in there and fire off just as like a series of those kind of questions and see if he answers any of them. I've got the over-under at 2.5 questions about Johnny Manziel before he stops talking about Johnny Manziel. We've